It's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station, 6:46 in the morning. Well, kind of disturbing, but 47% of women say a man is immediately more attractive once they realize and discover he's married. Now, they wouldn't necessarily do anything about it or make a move or anything like that, but they find him instantly more attractive knowing that he is already committed to a wife. If this is you, I'm hoping you can explain it to people it doesn't make sense to, including myself. At 237, it's text 35270. Do either of you feel like you suffer from this, where once you discover this guy is married or off the market, and like there's just no way I should be able to make that happen, you find yourself more attracted to a person?
Well, I think it depends what they look like, too. But maybe it's because I could see, like, oh, he's married, so, like, obviously someone else is already interested in him, and that's not why, but it's maybe he's like, there's a reason why he's married. He's like a good person, so he must have good qualities. So I think that's maybe what people think.
There's also like the you want what you can't have mentality with so many things and in general life. But when it comes to people who are married or people in relationships, you see something that you know is somebody else's. You know you can't have it or you shouldn't have it. And you think, almost like it's a challenge if you were to get this man to cheat on his wife. And I think for a lot of people, that is how they feel. I don't think I've ever felt like that, even before like being married or in a committed relationship. But I know that there are a lot of women. I have friends that are like that. I have friends who have felt those urges to want to be with somebody who's married literally for the challenge.
You think sometimes there's maybe a little bit in just how he naturally might interact with you too? Because I think the single guy that is looking to make something happen probably stereotypically lays it on a little thick, and it's very obvious that he's interested. But wherein this guy that is married and committed, he's probably just having a friendly conversation with you if you're even interacting. And so you're not getting that same kind of sleazy, like, please love me vibe, because he's not giving out that interest that you're so used to getting from all these other men that are single and trying to make something happen.
Because it's a challenge for you to get that.
Yeah, I could see that. But do you think guys are interested in married women?
I don't think so. I don't think that it's the same and true. I guess it doesn't say in the story, but personally speaking, I think once a good guy finds out that there's a goalie, you stop trying to make your shot.
But
not all guys, though.
And men also, they're not up for like the challenges. They want it, you know what I mean? Like, they want it to be easy. They want to like go up to a girl, ask her phone number, and that's it. They're not going to like pine after a married woman because it's too much work for them.
Who just said something to us about that? If there's a goalie or something, you could still shoot or something.
Probably afternoon guy Trace. It
sounds
like
somebody we probably
don't
want to name.
But what did they say? Something about that.
It was probably just because there's a goalie doesn't mean you can't take a shot. But
that was literally what they said.
Is that a common saying?
It's common, but I don't think it's a common mentality. I think most guys find out that she's taken and he's not interested anymore.
Yeah.
I think that's, for the good dudes, that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you find that you find yourself attracted to, like, married men?
It sounds terrible, but I feel like a man is more appealing in this world that's like full of men that are scared of commitment if he's already proven that he's capable of commitment and settling down. It's just really like, it's really appealing.
I don't know if he's really proving he's capable of commitment, though. If he's like, you know what, that whole marriage thing, never mind. I think we should really be together.
Yeah, there's some adverse effects of that if he does decide to cheat on his significant other. Plus, there's a special kind of person who, and I mean this like in a sarcastic way, that thinks it's okay to go into a marriage, break it up when they have, you know, kids and a wife, and just decide, I want to like destroy this family so I can prove a point. And usually you'll find that these specific people out there that do this have done it before and continue to do it.
Like a serial home wrecker.
Exactly.
But what's the point they're proving?
That they can win. That they can, they're up for the challenge.
Yeah, that's like a video game, man. Who's got the high score? It's disturbing. It's not right. 47% of women do say in a recent survey that a man is immediately more attractive once they find out that he is married. Do you have this mindset? Do you share that mentality? Do you find yourself attracted to married men or women? Explain it. Where does that come from? Do you think you know where that stems from? 237, it's text 35270, the Playhouse in the Morning. Chainsmokers featuring Daya, Don't Let Me Down, Y94. It's Playhouse, Y94. The remix this morning says 47% of women say a man is immediately more attractive once they realize he's married. They wouldn't necessarily do anything about it, but they find the guy more attractive. If that's you, here's how you can kind of explain the appeal. 237, it's text 35270, and you are seeing some getting texted in.
Yeah, somebody said, it's a very toxic thing to destroy a relationship, and this is coming from somebody who has done it in the past. I don't think that I ever did it because I thought I couldn't have him. I did it because I had a little bit of interest, and I thought, why can I not have this guy who seems so great? He clearly isn't happy in his life, and that's why I decided to go for it. I ended up destroying an entire family. They are now back together as a family whole, and they want nothing to do with me, but I feel bad for doing what I did in the first place. I've also found myself trying to stay away from married men more and more now, but it does still happen where I have the interest to do it. It's almost like an addiction. And then somebody else said, I've done it in the past and felt really, really bad about it. It wasn't because of not being able to have them. I was just very attracted to him, and I didn't even know that he was married at first.
In order for the married appeal to exist, does he have to show an initial lack of interest in you? Like, if he's really quick to be like, hey, what's going on when you show a little bit of interest, doesn't that kind of change the whole dynamic?
Then I think it's creepy that he's married.
Yeah. He almost has to be resistant to it in order, I think, for this entire theory to play out the way that it's being described to us.
I remember, and Amy, you go to the bars often enough, you see it. How many times that you can think back on your life have you been to the bar and you've been talking to a guy, and you, one of the things that you look for as a single female, you see if they have a ring on their finger. Have you been talking to them and all of a sudden they tell you 20 minutes into the conversation when they've been all over you that they're married, and it just casually comes up and you're like, what?
But I told you so.
It's a thing, and they'll take off their rings.
Yeah, I think guys, but those are not good guys
that do that.
It happens. I was at a wedding, and I was talking to this guy for a long time, and then finally one of his friends was like, that guy's married. And I was like, what? He didn't even mention it, anything. I don't think I saw a ring. I was also drinking.
So I maybe saw 10 rings. I don't know. I'm not sure how many were there. Now, you actually prefer, and you're pretty open about it, you prefer married men. That's kind of what you look for. Can you explain the appeal there, please?
You know, I think I do it a little just because it seems, you know, it's safe. You know, this is a man that's, you know, he's trained, I guess, you know, this is someone's husband. And so it's just fun to flirt. And, you know, nothing's going to happen. It's not going anywhere. There's no judgment or anything. It's just innocent flirting because, you know, he's got a loving wife at home.
But you said exactly why, and I don't want to pass judgment on you because I do appreciate you calling and being honest, but the problem exists in what you said. You said it yourself. This is somebody's husband.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think the average person would say, yeah, maybe that's not something we should be doing.
And she said it's safe.
That's what I was confused on.
It's not really safe because then you get into the mess and the drama that comes along with being with somebody that's married. What do they call them? And I know it's a term, husband hunters. There is a type of woman and they...
That's a saying?
Husband hunters, yes.
But are they hunting for their own husband or someone else's husband?
No, they're husband hunters. They're hunting for what's already been hunted. They're basically going into the mantle of the house and taking off the steed that's already on the wall.
That's not your deer head.
And taking it down for themselves. But there is I think it's actually, you like to think it isn't as common as it is, but I think that there's a lot of women out there that feel that way.